We'll start again from Dalet Amud Aleph at the bottom. Ravino v'rabba Tospa, three lines from the bottom on Dalet Amud Aleph. Haviko Azli ba'orcha, they were traveling. Chazu lahu gavra, the havidoli davla b'chola de moada. They saw a person who was watering Yerokos on Cholamoid. Omar le rabba Tosfah Ravino, le seymar l'sham, let's put him in chere. Omar le v'atanya medan li Yerokos k'dilochum, you're allowed to water vegetables in order to eat them. It's to make them fresh to eat, not to make them grow better. Omar le misavris may medalim medalim maya. Right, that's not what it means. It doesn't mean you're allowed to water vegetables to make them fresh. My medalin shlufi, you're allowed to thin them out, to pull some out so the other ones will grow better. Kidisnan, hamedal bigafonim. Where do we find that the word medal means to thin out? Hamedal bigafonim, kashem shu medal bishalo, kachu medal bishalanim. If a person, has a vine, so he can thin it out, take off some of the branches, so the other branches will grow better. Not only can he do it with his part, he can do it with the part he leaves for the aniyim too. Right? Either the ololos that goes to the aniyim from the gefen, or from the peya. So he can thin it out, because the aniyim would rather have better quality, even though less quantity. Divra Yehuda. Remeir omer b'shelo, rashai v'en rashai b'shel aniyim. Remeir holds no, an ani would rather have more quantity, even if it's a bit less quality. That you're allowed to water vegetables in order to be able to eat them better, they'll be fresher. There's such a brisa. I wasn't aware of the brisa. There's such a brisa. Then halacha is like that. Rashi. And here again, Tosfos says a lot of times through Shas that the Amoraim did not know every brisa. Mishnayos they knew, but not every brisa was known by every Tana. Tahavili davla dolid loyos maimi lirakos. He was drawing water to water vegetables. V'chachom lohi tiru kim lebeis hashalchen levad. They only permitted to irrigate a beis hashalchen, not to irrigate vegetables. Shlufei kishay lirakos ritzufim notul mehem ebasayim. You thin them out. Laochlin mutter liyafosin osir. Then to thin them out in order to eat them right away is mutter. But to make the other ones, Bishvili Afos and Osim Shnisharim, just to make the other ones grow better, and you don't plan to eat the ones you took out, that's Osir. Hamedal Tolish Bigafonim Shiyeshnam Biyachad Yosem Idai. We see that Medal means to thin out by the Geffen. You take branches off, it has too many branches. Bishalaniim Bepeya, Inami Ololos, Shein Lokotif Lo Notif. Either the Peya or the Ololos that go to the Aniim, you're also allowed to thin out. You can't make ditches around the vines to collect water. My ugios, Omrav Yehuda, banki. Those are little ditches. Rashi, banki, boros tachas hagfonim, little ditches underneath the vine, the zesim, or underneath the olives, the nosim b'mayim, and you put water in the ditches to irrigate the trees. Tanya, nami hochi, elohin ugios bedidin. Should be ikre zeisin v'ship ikre gefonim. Another word for these ditches is bedidim, and they're what's it called? Ditches at the root, at the base of the trees. Versus eini v'har of Yehuda shor livnei bar tzisoi lemevet banki lekarmeyom. Right? How could it be osir if Yehuda was matir the people of bar tzisoi to make banki for their which is these ditches for their kromim? It depends. If you're digging new ones, it's awesome. It's too much tircha. But if you're just re-digging old ones, that's okay. Rashi. Ugios, ogul soviv. Ugios means round ditches around the trunk of the tree. Kamo og uga v'om v'socha, like we had by Choni Amagil. Uvedidin nomi hanigumos. Another word for it is bedidin. Tzitzoi is the name of a place. Lemevet banki ugios. V'hechi shori v'asnan enosim ugios. To dig new ones is too much to bother. The nismu, they were there and they got clogged up. then mutter lazer lechofrim becholamoy. You're allowed to redig them because it doesn't take so much effort to redig them. Velezer ben Azariah omer ein olsin es ha'ama. The Velezer ben Azariah says you can't dig an irrigation ditch on Shvius or on Cholamoid. So Bishlamoid mishum de Kotora. Cholamoid because it's a lot of bother. El Shvius, my time, a Shvius, there's no Isser in bother, the Isser in Avodas Karka. What Avodas Karka are you doing by digging a ditch? You're not doing anything to do with agriculture directly. So Mora says, Pligo bo Reb Zerav Reb Abba Bar Memel. Chad Omrev Nation Yiraka Oder. Because when you dig, you look like you're hoeing. And therefore it's also because it looks like hoeing. Chad Omrev Nation Machshara Gofel Izria. The other one said, when you dig a irrigation ditch and you put the soft earth on the sides, it now makes it possible to plant that in that soft earth. So you're preparing that earth for planting. Even if you don't plant a plant there, but it's you've made the earth fit for planting. That's what's awesome. May binaya, what's the difference between them? Ika binaya de kaosu maya basre. Right, if the water immediately came into the ditch. Mandom neshe machshir agafel is riyaika, right? Even the water's in the ditch, it's not on the sides, and the sides are still fit for planting. Mandom neshe nirika odir leka, but it doesn't look like hoeing because there's water there. You don't hoe underwater. So therefore, that would be the difference. Mar says, Mandom neshe nirika odir leka shim neshe machshir agafel is riyaika. Why doesn't the one who holds that it looks like hoeing also hold the other reason? That lamaisi, you're making the earth on the sides fit for planting. So even if it doesn't look like hoeing, he should ask her for the other reason. The one who holds that you're making it fit for planting also holds the one who holds the reason of hoeing also holds the other reason. So what's the difference between them? Where you don't put the earth on the sides so you could plant it, you disperse it, you scatter it all over, so you're not making it fit for planting b'chlal. The one who says the reason it's osur is because you're making the sides of the ditch fit for planting here, you're not doing that. But the one who says it looks like hoeing, it still looks like you're hoeing. Someone says, no, why doesn't the one who holds that you make the sides fit for planting also worry about hoeing? Right? L'chore, he should also worry about that reason. Right? Samara says, Oder nomi kiko shoko beduchte manechle. No, even when you hoe, you leave the earth in the place where you hoe. You don't throw it and scatter it around. So therefore, it doesn't look like hoeing if you scatter the earth around. So neither reason applies. If you scatter the earth around, it doesn't look like you're planting, and it doesn't look like hoeing. Okay, and the other man, the Omer, holds no, that hoeing is hoeing. Even if you scatter the earth around, it still looks like hoeing. Amemer masin lov neshinira ka'odir, v'kashile d'rabalozim and azayah d'rabalozim and azayah. Amemer learned the reason is because it looks like hoeing, and because of that, he asked Akasha a steer in d'rabalozim and azayah. Rav Elazar ben Azariah said you're not allowed to dig a irrigation ditch because it looks like hoeing, so that means you can't dig on Shvius. Whenever you dig, it looks like hoeing. Brahmini, also other mizvalo otzer, right? We have another mission that says a person is allowed to store up dung in his yard. Okay, and even though it may look a little bit like you're fertilizing the field during Shvita, we're not afraid of that. Reb Meir Oser, Ad Sheyamik Shlosha Tvachim Od Sheik Bir Gimel Tvachim. Right, Reb Meir says, Oser, unless you dig 3 Tvachim down and put the dung there, or you put it on a plateau 3 Tvachim higher. So it's obvious you're not doing it to fertilize the field. If you had a little bit of fertilizer there, dung there before Shvita, you're allowed to add more. Reb Elazar ben Azariah, Oser, Atshiyamik Shlosha, Atshiyagvir Shlosha. Reb Elazar ben Azariah says, even if you had before Shvita, you still can't put more until you put it down 3 Tvachim or up 3 Tvachim. That means that if you dig 3 Tvachim down, you can put the dung. Mashmi, you're allowed to dig. Right? Or Atshiyitin al-Aselo, you put it in a place where there's no ground, where there's no earth they're just a rock. Then it's clear you're not fertilizing the rock. Right? So the Chora, it's Masher from here that you're allowed to dig three Tvachim down to put the Zevel. And we just said Rav Elazar and Rav Zayah said you're not allowed to dig because it looks like Hoey. So Zev Rav Avraham Memo, Chad Amar Kagon Shehemik, one said that no, it's not talking where you're digging now during Shemitah to put it three Tvachim down. It's talking you're allowed to put the Zevel there if before Shemitah you made a place that's three Tvachim down. But in a Chanami, in Shemitah you're not allowed to dig. But you're allowed to dig before Shemitah and then have a place that's fit for putting the Zevel. The Chad Amar Ziblo Mochiachlev. The other one hold no. It's a difference between stam digging, that looks like hoeing, and digging where you're going to put the zevel immediately there. Everybody knows you're digging for the sake of putting the zevel, not for hoeing. Rashi. Neshinira ka'odir, l'tzorach shviya, shari chofer ka'odir. Digging is like hoeing. Shemach shira gafel izriya, kishachofer ha'ama, when you dig this ditch, u'meniach ha'ofer sheba'ama al-sfas ha'ama, and you put the earth that you dig out on the sides, misakin agafel is real. It now makes the sides of the ditch fit for planting. To ovid le'ara rechicha, you make it soft earth, and it's fit now for planting, which it wasn't before. To kosu maya basrei, what's enough to mean? The Gemara says first, where the water immediately fills up the ditch. Techichofer ba'ama osu la'alter maya b'hadechvir. While you're digging, there's water there. So hoeing, it doesn't look like. You don't hoe in underwater. Even though the water fills up the ditch, but the sides are still fit for planting. But when you hoe, you don't hoe underwater. Therefore, it doesn't look like hoeing. Talking where there was no water. It's talking where you scattered the earth and didn't put it on the sides. There you're not making the sides fit for planting because you're scattering the earth all over. The one who says it looks like hoeing, it looks like hoeing. Right, it's talking where there's no water. And the Gemara says, no, the one who holds that the Iker reason is because of the planting, but he also would be choshish for hoeing. It's only hoeing where you leave the earth where it is. But if you would take the earth away and scatter it, that doesn't look like hoeing. Delo shaw the ara lebroi. When you hoe, you don't throw the earth to the sides. Delo ovid ela merachich ara. You just want to loosen up the earth. You don't want to scatter it. Avahacha shaw the lebroi lekach lo domi loader. That's why this man the Omer holds that it doesn't look like hoeing since you're scattering the earth. And the other one holds even if you scatter the earth, it looks like hoeing. A memer masin of the head, Yehudah and Rabbi Elazar ain't osin es ha'amir b'shias from nation near Kolder. Rabbi Elazar learned in the Brice of the Feirish, Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah said, the reason that you can't dig the irrigation ditch is because you're making the sides, because it looks like you're hoeing. And he had a question then on Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah, who says that you're allowed to dig on Shvias to put the Zevel three Tvachim down. You're allowed to put the dung of your animals and store it up in the field. We don't say it looks like you're fertilizing the field. And Reb Meir says, no, you have to put it down three tvachim or up three tvachim. Otherwise, we're afraid that it looks like fertilizing. You put it either down three tvachim or up. Then it's clear you're not doing it to fertilize the field. But also saw that Kodim Shvias, if he had some Zevel in the field before Shvias started, mostly full of Zevel, Vaholik Mishvias, and you're allowed to add during Shvias, because since you had some there to begin with, right, people knew already that you're storing it there, so you can add to the storage. The Ein Tzorech Lamek, then you don't have to put it down or up. Rav Elazar Oser, Rav Elazar says, no, even if you had, Afilim Hoyasham Ma'ad Zevel Kodim Shvias, Vaholik Mishvias, you're not allowed. Ad shiyamik shlosha. He holds you always have to put it down three tvachim or up three tvachim. Oshitin azavah salashvisa, or put it on rock. Delo nirakim azavah. In all these cases, it doesn't look like you're fertilizing the field. The hechi shorah v'lezer lachbor v'lahamik b'shviyas v'lo chayish l'niraka odir. Since Rav Elazar Nazari says you can't dig a ditch, an irrigation ditch, why should he allow you to dig three tvachim down to put your zevel? Kigon shehem ikodim l'chein. So one man, the Omer says, answers the question, he's talking where you dug before Shvius. Now you can put the Zevel, you have a place to put it three Tvachim down, but not that you're allowed to dig it three Tvachim down on Shvius. Kolomer hadam Rav Elezer ad shiyamik, lo omer ad shiyamik b'shvius. El shahaya omer kodin shvius. It was already dug. Zvalam, and the other man, the Omer, said, no, Zvalam ochiach olav. Here, even you can dig it on shvius, because it doesn't look like hoeing, because since it's obvious you're going to put the Zevel right in there, it's clear that you're not doing it for the sake of hoeing. Kolomer afagav the mamik b'shvius, who nira ka'odir, va'asr hachamutr. Shari zvalam, shemeiniach l'sham, muchach olav, de lo ovid mishumodir. Since you're going to put the zevel there immediately, it doesn't look like hoeing. Shem ha'isa muka tefach, kolomer shelechatchila ha'yasham amasamayim, I'll get it. Okay. Umesaknes ha'makul kelas b'moy, but you're allowed to fix an irrigation ditch that got fell in during Shvius, and you're allowed to redig it. My mikul kelas, what does that mean? How did it become the kulkul? Omer Rabba, shem ha'isa muka tefach, mamida al shisha tefachim. Originally, the ditch is about 6 tefachim deep. So if it started out 6 tefachim and then it fell in and there was only a tefach left, so you're allowed to redig the other 5 tefachim. So one second, what it says, "Ma'isa muka tefach ma'ida al shir shvachim pshita," right? Chatsi tefach al shlosha tefachim, right? Kivan de lo over ma'ya lo klumu, right? But I understand though. But even the same ratio. But if it's a half a tefach and it originally was 3 tefachim, that you can't do to make it back to the 3 tefachim. Why? Because the half a tefach is worthless. So it's as if, what's it called, it was completely closed up. That you can't do again. Or some learn, because the 3 tefachim is worthless. A ditch is only 3 tefachim deep is nothing. So if it was only dug 3 tefachim to begin with, and then it got stuck up, right, to a half a tefach, even though the ratio of digging is the same as 1 to 6, half to 3, right? There's no purpose to it. It's bother for no purpose. Rashi, Shim ha'isa muka tefach, kolomer shelechatchila ha'yasham amasamayim ba'shisha tefachim. Originally, the irrigation ditch was 6 tefachim deep. The nistama tefach, and it fell in, and only a tefach was open. Ma'amida shisha, you're allowed to redig it till the 6 tefachim. Kolomer chozer mamik osen chamisha tefachim shenistama. You'll have to redig the 5 that got stopped up. Morris says chatsi tefach shlosha, but if it was a half and originally it was 3 and you want to dig and it got closed up to a half, which is the same ratio, you can't do it. Im hoysa betchila ba shlosha tefachim shenistama at chatsi tefach devade eno chozer v'chofer. You can't redig it. Osem shnei tefachim nechsa. You can't redig the other 2.5 tefachim. Why, I forgot the Havidumya, the Haisa Muka Tefach Omeiro Avav, so he means the same ratio. Kivan to me, Korlo Avdi, but Avrimaya, Kolomer Vadi, but Amma Bashlosha Tvachim, Lo Avrimaya. Rashi learns that when it was 3 Tvachim, the water's not going to go through well on something that's only 3 Tvachim deep. So the whole thing is a waste of time to dig an irrigation ditch that's only 3 Tvachim. And to dig more than that is Osir, because that wasn't dug before Shvius. Shaper Lo Korim Lachin Lo Achshon. Therefore, it's unnecessary effort, which is asur cholamoid. So now the Gemara asks, tfachayim al shnei masar. How about if it was 12 tvachim originally, and it got closed up till 2 tvachim? It's the same thing. The ratio now, 2 to 12, the same thing as 1 to 6. Can you dig all that extra till the 12 or not? Dekotorach tircha yaseira, right? Here also, what's it called, you can't do it because it's too much bother. To dig 10 more tvachim is too much bother. Look, tvachayim al shiva mahu, what would be if it's 2 to 7? So it's a little bit more, but you have 2 there to begin with. Right? So it's a better ratio, but it's a little bit more digging. Hocha chamisha komamik v'hocha chamisha komamik, l'maisa, you're only digging 5 tvachim, right? Or no. Since it's an extra tefach down, deeper, it's more bother. So is it aser because it's extra bother, or since it's the same amount of earth, it's okay, take it. That we don't know. Rashi, tefachayim al shnei masar, we said this already. No, tefachayim al shnei masar, till the chatchila ha'isa shal shnei masar, v'nistma shnei tefachim, also lahamek od ad yud tefachim aloson shneim arishonim mishum davi tircha yaseir the komamik kol kach, to dig so deep is extra bother. Lagbia karkois haguma lamal mishisha tvachim. Right? 6 tvachim deep is not a bother. Anything more than that is. Tvachim al shiva tvachim, v'nistma al shnei tvachim. What if it was, what's it called, 7 tvachim deep to begin with, and then it got stopped up 5 tvachim, there's 2 left. Can you dig down 7 tvachim or not? Can you only dig down 6, or since you're only digging 5 tvachim, is good enough? Mal, hamik osun chamisha jtairu. Hocha chamisha komamik, the hoysa muka tefach, umamid al shisha. Just like by 1 to 6, all you're digging is 5 tvachim, it's okay. Right? Velo havi tirchi yaseiru, lahamik kol kach bekarka. Or not. Hocha nami lo mamik b'moed ele chamisha tvachim. Or no, kivin di ika tefach yaseiru, velo tzorech kol ha-tefach, the sogi v'dalit. You don't need that whole tefach, it'll be enough only 4. Right? But the mice you're doing now 5, and you're going down deeper to get to 7, maybe that's extra tircha. Ika tircha tvei, sheshos shocha atzmu v'shvilosu tefach yosh midai. The tircha is that you have to bend down, an extra tefach down. Okay, that's extra bother, which is awesome. Abaye shor livnei bar hamdoch l'shkufei nahara. Right, there was a river that got stopped up with branches. Rashi, l'shkufei nahara, lach or infei ilonos hagdelim benar. There were branches that grew into the river and stopped up the flow of the river. So he permitted them to take the branches away on Kol HaMoed. Rabbi Yirmiya, shorayu levnei sakosa lemichra nahara, tamima. Yeah, the river got stopped up with earth. He allowed them to dig away the earth to clear the river. Ravashi shorayu levnei masa machsia lagduche nahar bornitz. Rashi, lemichra nara mitmima lifnos mekor hamayin shenistam. The outlet of the river got stopped up with earth, and he permitted them to open it. Lagduche nara lifanos shirton shabem sanar. There was a sandbar that came in the middle of the river, and he permitted them to take it away. Right. So the chora, what's it called? How could he permit all these things? It's much worse than digging an irrigation ditch. Omar kivin the shosum and they rabim karabim domi usnados and called sorcher rab. Wasn't because it was mutter stam. There's another heter of malacha on Chol HaMoed if it's sorcher rabim. And here, since it was something that irrigated not a private field, but people drank from this, many people used it. It was sorcher rabim. Sorcher rabim or mutter, even what's it called if it's tircha. Okay, born in Shemanar. Okay.